course, assessment methodologies have been and will continue to be at the core of teaching, learning, certification of learning. I'm not certain they will be very different for STEM than for other disciplines. In my view, the main difference is going to be between education leading to a regulated profession and education not leading to a regulated profession. I think this is closer to reality. The difference, I don't believe there is a difference in the way gender will influence assessment methodologies, nor the study typology, of course, distance, hybrid, or on campus. I think this is going to change. I believe the move towards the learning of competencies rather than just knowledge, this will continue. I believe we now have some good experience. We also know what can be evaluated and what cannot be evaluated very precisely by universities. I'm very scared that universities seem to be forced to evaluate competencies, skills, which they should not evaluate, in my view. It's premature for young students. It is usually more usable for adult students. This being said, I would like to my main comment is that I'm not very concerned about, I'm not more concerned about the evaluation of the future, more based on skills and competencies and more based on distance education than I am about the current evaluation, the traditional system of evaluation. My trust in it is quite limited. I think it has been controversial. It will remain controversial. The security provided by traditional evaluation, I think, will not be has not been stronger than what I expect. The security provided by the evaluation of new. In the future, using new modes. It depends on the kind of teaching and learning. I think problem-based learning, where groups of teachers from different disciplines meet groups of quite different students with different objectives, different perspectives. This offers a totally new scheme for the teaching learning process, and that this is what is going to prevail in 20 years' time. Different types of it's not always problem based, it's challenge based, it is objective based, but I think this is the view into the way into the future, and I will not regret the traditional transcripts where you have discipline per discipline and you have a grade. I was a very good student, but I have never thought that I was a good student because I had good grades. So I believe also that companies will change their way of looking at student evaluation. They will be more interested in knowing what students are able to do than in knowing that they got sobresaliente in I don't know, say in Spanish literacy, or so, and soon this is also going to be taken on board by students. They will probably find ways to escape from the traditional punishment related to poor evaluation. There are many different ways, many different paces in the learning process. Though I do not believe that the process will be worse. I have some questions about, I mentioned it already, there is likely to be more fraud, not necessarily only by students, but there is likely to be more fraud in the system because the technology will allow it. And when technology allows this, it is going to happen. So we will need at universities persons who try and prevent the fraud. We will also need people who trace the fraud. It is well known in international education that international students, it is already a serious problem with in the recruitment of international students to trace a falsified transcript is not an easy task. And again, our traditional universities are not prepared for this. We are more based, we are more in a culture of trust and confidence. And it's also easier to trust students or to trust transcripts than to challenge their validity.